KD Country 94 weather.
SMC Construction in Concord City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following a plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 86. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 69, cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81.
This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. This is our first update on how the wheat harvest is going here in North Central Kansas this summer. And obviously, it's going to look a little bit different this summer. If you've been out and about and seen some of the wheat fields, you can tell that drought has stricken a lot of areas in Kansas, not just here in North Central Kansas. But things are getting started for some producers in the area. It's a slow start, and it'll be a sporadic start in different places as well. We actually had a chance to chat with a couple people that run Schuller locations down at Schuller Company in Minneapolis and Ada. Richie Waltman said that they had a few producers, about four of them, get in the fields on Tuesday, but then the inch of rain came Wednesday, so that slowed everything down there. They're not expected to get really going in earnest until the beginning of next week. Similar story from Jessica Cobbman down there at Schuller Company in Lincoln, where she said that producers are probably going to get going on Tuesday in that area. Had a chance to assess the wheat crop, did the USDA and their crop progress and condition report earlier this week, and of the wheat that's been harvested in the state right now, 24% is very poor, 30% poor, 30% fair, 13% good, and just 3% excellent. So that's the condition of the wheat right now around the state. Keep listening throughout the wheat harvest for more updates. This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there are several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that nearly $10 million has been awarded to 26 recipients for training and workforce development initiatives in high demand and high wage industries. Funding was made available through the Delivering Residents and Workforce, or the DRAW program, which was launched by Commerce earlier this year. The Department of Commerce received 50 applications with requests totaling over $24 million. As Kansas continues to attract transformative economic development projects, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said, it is vital our state's talent pipeline receives the right training to build out the skill sets needed to enjoy successful careers in these targeted sectors. The DRAW program is laser-focused on the state's most critical positions. The funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and approved by the State Finance Council to provide impactful capital projects that spur regional economic development in high-demand and high-wage industries such as healthcare, education, and technology-based businesses. It is a priority for the legislature that these vacant, high-demand, high-wage jobs are filled by Kansans whenever possible, said Senate President Ty Masterson. DRAW applications included investments in mobile workforce training providers, healthcare providers, education providers, technology-based businesses, and employers working with the blind, visually or hearing impaired, or persons with disabilities. Additional applications were accepted by those employers designated by the Kansas Department of Labor as hiring high-demand and high-wage positions such as accountants, welders, sales managers, and computer system analyst. Recipients will use funds towards construction of on-site training facilities and service expansions, third-party and vendor training costs on machinery and equipment, machinery and equipment used for training, salaries directly related to training, course development costs and services for development of in-house training, marketing, communication activities to attract talent from out of state. Awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all awarded funds. And there are a few of those applications that were granted and awarded in North Central Kansas. Smith Center, Great Plains of Smith County Incorporated, award amount of $74,850. OCCK in Concordia, award amount of $65,887. Republic County Hospital in Belleville, $64,385. And Valley Hope Association of Norton, $181,908. That full story posted katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Glen Elder Senior Center is hiring an assistant cook and a kitchen helper. Call 785-545-3444 for more information. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Base hit left field. Zach Short has given the Tigers the lead. Back-to-back, huge two-out RBI knocks, 3-2 Detroit.
After getting down 2-0 at the start, the Tigers never trailed again after that run as they win over the Royals on Wednesday afternoon. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, the Cincinnati Reds stay hot in the College World Series. One of the two teams has advanced to the National Championship Series with another elimination game tonight. And the NBA draft is tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As heard moments ago, despite getting a 2-0 lead on a Freddie Freeman double in the second inning, the Royals suffered a 9-4 loss to the Tigers Wednesday afternoon. Tigers scored three in the bottom of the second to quickly overtake the lead and never looked back, putting the game away with a 4-run eighth inning. Brady Singer gave up 5 runs on 7 hits over 7 innings, dropping to 4-7 on the season with the loss. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Singer and another setback.
And it looked like he was throwing the ball well. He just couldn't get them to miss the slider. Like maybe they were looking out over or whatever the case was, but as far as the quality of the stuff, the movement looked really good. Today they beat us a little bit. They got the runs when they took advantage of the opportunities we gave them.
Royals are now 20-54 after losing their 9th straight 3-game series and now hit the road to start a 4-game series with the Rays, who have the best record in baseball at 52-25. Game 1 at 5:40 this evening in St. Petersburg.
Be careful here with Alfaro. Definitely has the power to tie this thing up. To first, call. Cincinnati Reds are riding their longest win streak in 66 years. It's 11 in a row for the Redlegs.
The Reds picked up a 5-3 win over the Rockies to finish off a sweep on a Wednesday afternoon. Their 11 straight wins, the most since 1957 when they won 12 in a row at 40-35. Cincinnati still a half game ahead of the Brewers in the NL Central as Milwaukee won again over the Diamondbacks Wednesday. The Reds will look for their 12th straight win on Friday against the Braves. Also in baseball, the College World Series semifinals started on Wednesday.
0-2 pitch. Taylor pulls it. Right center field. Robertson's back and makes the catch. Wow! Florida's headed to the final.
Florida led TCU 2-1 heading into the eighth inning, but the Horned Frogs tied the game in the bottom of the inning before Florida got the run back in the ninth, sealed the game with a 1-2-3 bottom half. Gators are on to the National Championship Series while TCU finished their season 44-24 in the night game. In bracket two, LSU picked up a 5-2 win over Wake Forest to force an elimination game as the two teams will meet again at 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN for the right to play Florida in the championship series. Finally in sports, the NBA draft is taking place tonight in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs have the number one pick. It's been clear since winning the draft lottery in May that they're planning to pick 19-year-old center Victor Wembanyama from France. Brandon Miller from Alabama and Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignite team are expected to be the next two picks, but the order they'll be picked in is not certain. The Hornets have the number two pick. The Trailblazers pick at number three. Two players from each Kansas and Kansas State are in the draft pool. Grady Dick from KU, a projected lottery pick, with some having him going as high as number nine, but he has slipped in some other mock drafts this week. Jalen Wilson of Kansas, Keontae Johnson from K-State are expected to go in the second round, while K-State's Marquise Noel will likely be undrafted. The draft takes place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point to the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.